mechavero. Kelomar kishneftar min asuda im simon usav apikoma. The Gemara mefarish.
Okay. So he's treating the suda like a person.
He's treating the suda like, oh, you're leaving the suda.
And that's what he's saying.
Right, I don't know.
Okay.
We have my apikoman. Amarav, shelo yahakri mechabura lechabura. So Rav says you shouldn't go from one chabura to the next. The Shmuel amakar goin or delay leave the guzlai la'aba. Okay. So Rash Bam. Amarav shelo yahakri mechabura lechabura. Acher she'achlo pesach bechabura lo yechu bechabura cheres lechol pas v'lashim davar. Zera del ma'asi lemechas a pesach v'shnei mekomos. So it's halachas, you shouldn't, once you finish eating your Pesach, you shouldn't go to another group of people and eat anything. Eat anything with those people. It's exer because you might come to eat your own Kar Pesach in two separate places. V'anon, t'nan stama, k'r b'yehuda, v'ketze k'tzolim, the Pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos, v'ena ocha ocha Pesach shtei mekomos.
Okay, what's that machlokes? Well, let's define the machlokes. If Pesach nechal b'shtei Shtechaburos, or it's not. So where's the? So that's the Peva Amarav, right?
Right.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Masnis in the morning. I think just the morning.
Okay. Masnis in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Al habatim asher yochlo so bohem milame she pesach nechal b'shtei chaburos. So it teaches you plural batim. This Rashi, Rashbam, mashma shnei bnei adam ochlim pesach echad b'shtei batim dechsev yochlo shnayim oso chad pesach batim shnayim. So I guess yochlo batim, you have two people, two different places, but one karm pesach. Yochel yehei ha'ochel ochel b'shem mekomos. You would think one person can eat the same Karan Pesach in two separate places. Tamal Omar, the bayis echel yehochel. Mikan, okay, Rash. Yochel yehei adam echel ochel b'shem mekomos. Kigan b'shnei chadarim o b'shnei chaburos. Ha'ochel p'neim. Right, they just turn their backs to each other. It's like it's two separate places. Tamal Omar, the bayis echel yehochel. When you the savar yesh in the mesoros. Come on. Yochel ksiv, mashma adam echad ochlo b'bayis echad v'lo b'shnei batim. Avo gabi ochlen harbe, siv batim harbe. So you have many people, you can eat in many places one Karan Pesach, but one person can't eat the same Karan Pesach in more than one place.
One person, you could eat the Cheftesha Pesach to be split up into two chaburos. Can be split up into two chaburos, but you can't go. The gavra ochel can't be ochel b'shnei mekamos. Can't be ochel b'shnei mekamos. Okay, and that should be the reason why Yeshua says yochot mashma adam ochel b'vayasecha lo b'shnei mekamos. Avon gavra ochel marbe sefer marbe. So therefore, you can eat it in Mat and Shtei Batam. Okay.
Mikan Omru, Shashamish Shachal Kizayas, Bitzayat Tanor.
That was the night time.
Right. While he's roasting it. Ipikechu, Mimali Kresu Menu. Better finish up right there because he's not going to be able to eat it somewhere else.
Okay, that's the seventh.
Right. Yeah. Should you have Shimon or no?
Yeah.
I'm Shimon Omer, Alabatna, Shiyochlo Sabahem, Malamish, Ocha, Ocha, Bashim, Gomos, Rash, Baum, the Yochlo, the Chsid, the Craw, Akochad, the Chad, Meochlum Koi. So each and every one of the many Ochlim have the ability to eat it wherever they want, many houses, many places. Yochlo, Yehe Nechal, Bashim, Chaburos. The one chafta can be in two groups. Tam alomar bayis echad yachel. So the chesed has to have one group, only be in one group. Okay, Yachel Yehe Ikros Shapesach Necha Bashtecha Bluros. That's Rashi. Tam alone by Zevad Yachel, the Kasavi Yeshim Mil Mikra, Yochel HaPesach Kai.
Yeachel
HaPesach Kai, Velo Agavri. So it's going on the Chatz of Pesach and not the person. Kolomar, Iker Tchilas Achiloso, Dehe Bechabura Achas. Velo Yischalik Lashtei Chaburas. The Iker Tchilas Achilos of Pesach, whatever that means. It's like a Ruchayim Rager, right? It's like a Ruchayim Rashi. It has to be in one Chabura, and it can't be split up into multiple Chaburas, the same Chatz. Abba Gavro, Yiboy, Kai mehacha the ozel the achal hacha the lo kap rachmana ela ikar tchilas achilo. So one gaver can go here and eat over there because the Torah is only makbid on the ikar tchilas achilo. Mide karina ye ochel ha pesach v'lo ye echal a gaver. Right, since it's going on the chefs and not the gaver.
Okay.
Any more?
No, I don't want to go for the issue. Too much. Okay, so what's the machlokes?
The chefs are going to be in one place. Or is the gavra
in one place? That's one chabura. And that chabura can move from place to place. Right? According to the second sheet.
Right.
And the first sheet holds?
And they can split the same chatza into multiple groups, but wherever you eat, you have to finish eating. You can't eat anywhere else. The gavra can't move.
The gavra can't move.
Right.
And the second one holds, the gavra can move.
Right.
Yeah. But both of them hold, it seems to be so. Something can't be itinerant. There has to be a certain type of pavias, right? What's the nature of soul? Why is that?
You mean switching places altogether?
Yeah, I mean, what's the problem with the carbon is eating in two places, the person is eating? Well, why does it demand a pavias? Well, what's the... I mean, it seems there has to be a pavias, whether it's in terms of the gab or the makamaki.
Is it chifazan? Is it dina chifazan or something? So you derech of precautions. You don't send out portions to people. You eat one place.
It's quicker if you eat in one place.
Well,
it's quicker.
No,
that's not.
I don't think it's chepozim. Dashing from the mikra.
Right.
So one holds a lot. Again, one holds a lot. That the person.
Can't
the person
it.
Can't eat, that the, it can't be Necho and Shnei Mekamos.
Right.
You must have only one Chabura. But two Chaburas wouldn't be good.
It doesn't depend on Mekom? In other words, if you have two Chaburas, isn't it dependent on if we switch Mekomos or not?
Right. Well, in other words, you have to have one mandama holds that you have to have one chabura.
And they can switch from place to place as long as it's the same.
And the chabura can move from place to place.
Okay, good.
The other holds that you can eat it in two chaburas. But you can't do what?
Switch places.
You can't switch from one chabura to another chabura.
Well, even if he's not switching chaburas, just the shamash himself can't eat it here and then go over there and eat it. Even if it's...
Right.
Or just two makamos.
Two makamos.
Right. Now, maybe you could just say, I don't know if it's like spend one step further.
Can you go over again? Sorry.
Yeah, let's go over the machlokes again. Stop machlokes. You got it.
Is it a lacha that the chetz of Pesach?
Don't use the word terminology. Give it to me.
Is the object of the Karban Pesach has to be eaten in one place? You can't split up the same object and eat it in two separate places. The Karban Pesach itself, or when you're eating the Pesach,
one chabur can't move.
You can't have two chaburas eating one Pesach. One animal. Let's call it sheep. You can't take one sheep and split it into two separate groups.
So that shita seems to be straightforward. In other words, the ones that are mamuna on the Korban Pesach comprise the group, the chabura,
right,
that have to be ochel the Pesach. The Pesach right. must be nechel b'chabura.
Otherwise, what's the point of being manuy al asef if you can have other people?
Right, the minui creates the chabura.
So even if that group goes switch places, as long as the same chabura, it's okay?
Yes.
Okay. So as long as it retains the identity of that chabura, which was manuy.
That's who? That's the second one.
Rishon, yeah.
Rishon.
That's Rishon. That you must be ochel, that the minui creates the chabura. And the chabur is the gavra ochel.
Right.
So it must be one gavra ochel. But you can't derive from here that a chabur can't move from one place to another.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's a dim being minoyah
said that it could only be. Only one but the chabur defines the makom. The makom is defined by the chabur. So if the chabur moves, so it's still the same makom.
It's funny, isn't it?
What if the whole chabur moves?
And half the chabur moves?
Can't do it.
It has to be the whole chabur.
It can only be nechel b'chabur achas. So that seems to be straightforward.
No, but what he's asking, let's assume half the chabur eats it. They finish eating. Now the second half the chabur wants to eat, and they want to move to a different place.
What happened? All right, that's a simple
joke. Shouldn't be a problem.
You mean you want to say that if they finish eating, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
Why are you saying that the chabura determines the makom? Why don't you say that there's
no problem?
Makom is irrelevant. The chabura, the b'nei chabura, is defined by minoi.
And that's it.
And
makom can eat whatever they want.
Yeah.
Make you whatever
they want.
Makom is not irrelevant.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. What you said, because you said that the chabura determines the makom.
It's irrelevant. That's the same thing.
Okay.
So that's Rishon. That seems to be a simple.
Because otherwise, what's Minoi? I mean, that's what Minoi does, no?
Minoi creates the Chabura.
Yeah. That's positive.
Right, so what is it you to hold?
Yeah. I mean, that's how you learn.
That's the Rama Pasta, that even if you have.
That's not how the Rama Pasta is, but it's interesting. The Rama says.
He says that. It's not so partial.
So the other sheet holds that even if you have one b'nei chabur, that one b'nei chabur cannot switch makom, right? The other sheet.
The other sheet holds, yes. That's right. That it doesn't matter how many chaburas you have, but you can have many chaburas. But the isser is for the chabura, whichever many you have, to go to another place.
So you mean you can have 5 chaburos in one dining room, and even though those 4 other chaburos weren't nimna al asad,
they're all nimna al asad.
They have to be. Right.
So they have to be nimna. But the isser is, what's the nature of the isser?
You say it's an isser in the mitzvah sachila, like the derech achila of the karban?
You can have many chaburos. But you can't be.
According to Rashman, you can't have more than 1 chabur being nimna al aser.
Yeah.
Even they're all nimna, it's not. It's a problem. It has to be one chabur.
Right.
Okay.
But according to Rav Yehuda, you can break up into many chaburas. That's not the pasuk. It's insane that you have to have one chabur. You can break up into many chaburas, and
it has to be defined the chabur b'shas. Minoy or not? In other words, let's say you have 20. It doesn't matter. You can have 20 people being nimna asen, and then afterwards define it as 6 chaburas.
Right, you can break it up, let's say, into 2 chaburas, 10 and 10.
Do it the way you want.
Got it.
Maybe he holds that
makom
is
desirable.
The words
he's inherent. What does he hold? Practically, what does he hold? When you have 2 chaburas, so now you can't go and eat the Pesach and another chabura because he'll be eating it in Shnei Mekamos.
Mm-hmm. But even though it's the same set?
Yeah, the same set. Yeah, but you're splitting up the set.
Right.
Okay. He's splitting up, so he can split it up into several entities. But the halacha is that you can have one entity. Once you split it up into an entity, it can't. The entity can't go and eat it in another place. They can't move into a different. They can't move into a different room. Let's say they have to eat it in one place. So what's the halacha?
Can you say the makom is a mitzvah from the Bnei Chabura?
One second. It's simple. What's the basic halacha that you can't go?
It's on the gavra, the way he eats it. Just eat it sliyesh, especially like there's halachas in the achilas of Pesach. One is like lavim.
Yeah, but what is this very halacha? This, how would you define this halacha?
You know what's the reason for the pasuk? It says the bias of it?
Right. I mean, what's the idea?
You're trying to explain why it is they can't go...
Not the separate tables.
Right, or if they turn their backs on each other, right?
But that would be two separate tables.
Yeah. So you mean it's a chabura in terms of the Mais Achil, not in the actual makam of the cheder, like where you can be mitzar from Birkas of Muslim. That doesn't matter. If they can start Birkas of Muslim, it still can be two chaburas.
That's right.
Okay.
See, the Rashbam, the first of the Rashbam says... So apparently the roa is koveya. What's the chabura?
Which Rashi is that?
The first one on the Mishnah, Rashbam. El Rashon lafoch paneim elu eluch veelu eluch vafilu nirin kishtei chaburos lalich beslan kediyal pigmarsh a pesach nechol. After they bought them, after chaburus. So the chabura could break up into separate entities of chabura. But once they break up into an entity of a chabura, the kvias achilas of Pesach becomes tied to that chabura. And you can't go and you can't go and eat it in another chabur.
The person can't eat it in two
chaburas. You could break it up into many chaburas.
But once he's kaveya to chabura, he can't go.
But once you kaveya chabura,
he cannot go.
So the kviyas achilas pesach becomes tied to that chabura.
For you.
And therefore, you can't go to another chabura. Correct?
So Gavra can only eat it in one chabura, basically.
In other words, once you break it up into a chabura, into several chaburas, you tie to that chabura. There is an entity of chabura, and once you break it up into chaburas, and you're a part of chabura A, so now you can't, the kviyas achilas of Pesach has to be nigmar in this entity of chabura. When you're koveya the chabura, you're being koveya the achila. So the achila is b'chabura zu. But you can't go now into another chabura.
But if the first chabura goes to a different makom, then it's okay because it's retaining the same identity of the chabura?
No. That's the halacha. The halacha is you can't, once you tie to that chabura, so that chabura has to be in one. You can't eat it in two makamos.
Why?
Because you're tied to the achila of that chabura.
But why should makam play a factor if the chabura is the same? If I have three guys and I go to a different makam, but it's the same people, it's the same chabura.
Because, in other words, he's learning that the isser is to eat it in shtei makamos.
Right. It's two makamos.
But the way you're defining it is you're saying it's the bnei chabura, which gives it the identity. So
that gives it a din of makom.
But in the case where the shamash eats a kezias when he's roasting it, so he has to finish eating all he wants right then because he's not going to be allowed to come back even to that very same place and eat it.
Right.
So why not? He's his own chabura. It's one makom. He's his own chabura.
But he can't go and eat with the other ones.
No, but he can't even come back to that place and eat by himself.
Why?
Because it's like a hafzik, it's like the makom, it's like a hafzik makom, it's no sirah. Like that's the Rash Tahalacha, no? It's the Rash Baal of Impikechu, the Malik Kesuman, no? Once he breaks his
kriyas makom,
he can no longer.
If he leaves that spot, that's not his chabur anymore.
Right, he's his own chabur right there. And once he leaves that spot, he can't come back and eat by himself over there.
Right.
Even though, because it's just a new makom now.
Because once he leaves the spot, he's breaking himself off from his chabur.
You mean the chabur has to one maisa?
Chabur is himself, you mean?
Yeah.
Chabur has to one maisa a little bit.
Just trying to unify our Yehuda. Echad Yehachel. And you can't go to another bias. Right? Mm-hmm. So, and if you have two chaburas, each chabura is considered like a separate tvias. So it'll be like you're being ochel b'shnei mekamos. So just how would you form the river, you know? Makamos.
Right, the cover.
Heel Shnei Makamos is the Isser. But there's no Isser to break up Chaburas. So Babai Tzachar Jeyochel doesn't mean in one Chabur.
Right.
It means Makamos. But there's no Isser. That's why the Rashbam says that way. He says, Ein Tzricha Maaseh Gevur. There's no Isser. He doesn't find any Isser to break it up into many Chaburas.
And the Chaburas could be in different places too, or not?
And the Chaburas could what?
Be in different places also, according to Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
It's not a problem. The only problem is in terms of the Gavra Ochel. He can't eat in two Makamos.
He can't eat in two Makamos.
That's it. That's the only problem. In terms of the Gavra Ochel.
In other words, he doesn't have any din of one Chabur. So, but what din does he have? He has a din that you can't eat in Shnei Makamos.
Right.
But Chaburas, you could have, there's no restriction.
The only restriction on a person's Maisachil, he can't have...
On his Maisachil, he can't have him two Makamos.
Maisachil can't be two Makamos.
So Rehuda doesn't hold of a Chabura?
Hmm?
Rehuda doesn't hold of a Chabura?
He holds.
He does?
He could be Kaveh Chaburas.
Okay.
He could be Kaveh many Chaburas. But there's no restriction on how many Chaburas. But there is a restriction on Makamos.
No restriction on how many chaburas one Pesach can have?
Yeah, right. There's no restriction on that. There's no halacha that you have to eat in one chabur.
Right, the kavur can be in many places.
In many
the person chaburas. Can't eat in more than one place.
But the person can't eat the same Pesach, the korban Pesach, and two makamos.
Right.
So when it got...
Because that'll break his kriyas. So the halacha is b'vayi sechad yeyochet. That what? Or Yochal. That he can't, he has to eat it in one makom. That's the Isser. And according to Reb Shimon.
So when you have the B'nei Chabura, there's no real seer into one unit. There, he just.
No.
It's the halacha is that that's a condition for the Achila that he be part of the B'nei Chabura. But he can go to another chabura and also fulfill that condition. In other words, there's no unifying factor that if there are 10 members to a B'nai chabura, they become one entity. That's not so, according to him.
No, it is.
So.
But if you go to another makom, you'll be in violation because you can't eat at B'shnei Makamos.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
the law.
I say it one more time.
That even if you had one chabura
right.
and you went to another room,
The whole chabur,
you'll be in violation because you can't eat a b'shnei mekamos.
So there's two ways to violate b'shnei mekamos: either by going to a different chabur or just going to a different room.
It's the same thing.
I understand.
Different makom. That's it.
So in other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the issur is to eat a b'shnei mekamos.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no issur in b'shnei mekamos. The issur is. To break it up into more than one chabura.
Right.
question is, does Babayis Echad mean one Chabura, or it means one Makom?
Right. That's it. Right. Yeah.
Are there two questions?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach can't be a Necha of Shtei Mekamos.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, right.
So once you kaveh a Makom, you can't eat it anywhere else.
Okay.
That's Babayis Echad Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, you can't break up the chabura. Bayis echad means, you can only have one chabura. You can only have one entity of chabura.
Right. And can the chabura change places?
Yeah.
He doesn't have any limud
that says that the chabura can't move around.
Right. But I mean, it's because, like, the limud is either used for one or the other.
Right.
But conceptually, they're independent questions.
Well, it seems so.
Right. It seems so.
Now the question is, can you unify, define the machlokas? But that's what the machlokas is. It's shtei makamos. Once I eat in one makam, I can't eat it. I can't move to another makam. I'm restricted to the makam that I established. And if I move to another makam, I'm breaking the whole concept of the achilas haPesach b'kvias, because I left my first makam and I went to another makam.
Right.
According to Rav Shimon, there's no halacha of makam. The halacha is that the tziruf achila takes place through chabura. That's where the kviyas achila takes place. And once you have the kviyas, once you have one chabura, you have a kviyas, and it's considered nechob a kviyas. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, every time I do this thing, it gets the same kviyas.
The halacha is that the Korban Pesach requires an achila chashuva. But what does that mean? What defines an achila chashuva?
Right.
Does it mean one group? One group is an achila chashuva, or does it mean that if it, that one place is an achila chashuva, and if you leave that place, you lack in the achila chashuva of kvias. Is the kvias achila brought about by the group, or is the kvias achila brought about by the makom? If you say it's brought about by the makom, so then there's no limud that you have to have one chabura, because the iser is only two makamos. But if you say that the limud is that the kvias is established by the group, so then you don't have any limud that you can't eat in two places. The group consumes the kvias, constitutes the kvias. Okay.
But they both hold that the carbon has to have a quality of kvias.
The question is, what breaks up the kvias?
Right. And what is the reason that they both hold that the carbon demands kvias?
That's the psukim by Sechad Yochum.
Because lack hashivas otherwise?
There you go, lack hashivas. Lack hashivas of the achila.
Right, because that would be like haphazard.
Right.
How does everyone know it has to be
Achila Chashuva? I mean, that's what we're saying. That's the underlying idea. That there must be a Kvias. Kvias.
Chashivas and Kvias are synonymous?
Are synonymous, basically.
Because otherwise, if you eat all over the place, it's not like Achila Chashuva. It's haphazard.
Don't all Kachin have the idea of Achila Chashuva? Like the Lamashra, like you do, you have to eat it Sli, Chardel.
Yes.
But you don't find this halakha by all. Right.
No, there's only by Pesach.
Right.
Only
by Pesach.
Just the concept of Chashiva.
We know the Chashiva
is... Because the makom, is determined by the ochel. And in the other Kabbalists, the makom is determined by objective standards of the Midrash. It's a different phenomenon. Over here, the chabura creates the makom kvias.
Mm. You mean, right, I mean, you always have that.
Because it's a din of minui.
You always have the din.
Is the halacha that's the mitzarev the chabura, or the halacha that's mitzarev is the makom?
And they both learn that from the drush of bias, right?
Bias, yeah, okay, that's a complicated thing.
Or halabatim.
The yeshim and the surah yeshim. Right. But the, whatever, how do they learn it out?
But
the question is, that is the entity of Achila one group? So it's one Gavra, you have to be part of one big Gavra, and that's the entity, and that's the Kvias. Or do I say that the Kvias, there's no Kapeda on one group. You can eat as many groups as you want. The Kapeda is on makom. You can't eat it in two makomos. Is the group the phenomenon or the makom is the phenomenon? But if you say makom, you have no limit of group anymore.
Right. Okay? Can you explain that top Rashi? Does it fit into...
Which top Rashi?
The Talmud Lomer by Zechad Yalka on the base.
What off?
Pei Vav on the base. The Iker Tchias Achilasok, you know.
Yeah, go ahead, read it.
He says,
That's a Pshuran.
Yeah, right. Vesover Yeshen Lemekra, Ye Achel HaPesach Kai, Velo Agavri, Kolomer Iker Tchias Achilasok, Dehei Bechabura Achas, Velo Yitzchalik Leshtei Chaburos, Av Agavri, Boi Kai Mehachag, Also Ve Achel Hachach. Lo kapu rachmana ela ikr tchilas achila. Midikarina niyacha hapesach lo yochal agavra.
I mean, once the kapura convenes, he's allowed to leave and eat it elsewhere. Once you eat a achil kabiyah, a kabua with the chabura, that's it. And you can, I guess, eat elsewhere. It's not considered a different kabiyah.
Yeah, that's the way he seems to learn that. It's like a tchilas, tchilas achil achilasa.
And then the kabiyah.
It's an interesting thing. In other words, that once you're in the group, it's not just that the group can go to another place. You're kavua. Once you're kavua in the group, then you can go anywhere you want.
Meaning
you
eat it separately in separate groups?
And you eat it separately, right. That's what it seems to be saying. But I don't want to stretch that point.
I mean, it's like
15
after.
That has to be eaten in one group.
Right.
But he doesn't seem to want to say that. He seems to want to say that the Torah was kapara at Iker Tchilas Kviyasa.
Right.
That the tchilas akviyah is really the kviyas. Once it's once you have tchilas kviyas, then it has din kviyas already. It doesn't matter what you do.
But that's not just Rashi, because once you say there's a lach of shtei mekomos, you have to allow the individual members of the chabur to go somewhere else and eat somewhere else, or else what's the hetter of shtei mekomos?
The whole group.
It's not just Rashi's pirush, right? It's intrinsic in Rav Shimon this halacha.
Okay, what?
That once you start your first kazayas with the chabur, then you can break up into many separate individuals and go wherever you want.
He doesn't say that.
Rav Shimon?
Yeah.
Well, what does Shnei Mekomos mean? Oh, you mean maybe Shnei Mekomos means the whole Chabura gets it from
this. Right. Rashi. Not necessarily the Rashi.
That's right.
Because now we're switching.
That's true.
Okay, so let's take it now. Okay.
Always
learn the same. Rashbam may learn what we're saying.
Right.
That the whole Chabura can live.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We're up to the first Rashbam, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So what does it mean? If you come on, shelo yakru mechabura v'chabura. So what does it mean? So read Rashbam.
Achar she'achlu ha'pesach b'chabura lo yochlu b'chabura acheres lecho lo pas v'lo shim davar. Gzeira dom asu mechas a pesach b'shnei mekomos. V'anon, t'non stomach, or Yehuda, the case, and so on, the Pesach me'achal b'shei chaburos. V'ina ochal, ochal Pesach b'shei mekomos. V'ach mils of the Rav, u'kmei hosan, b'shas achila. Avla achar achila, yachal le'akar, l'mahala b'chabur acheres, v'lo kopit el alechal b'beis mekomos.
Right, in other words, they what are they dragged in other achilos, and they said if you eat the other achilos in another makom, so it's tantamount to eating the Pesach in another makom.
Right.
Because they were afraid of Xavier that you'll eat the Pesach itself.
Right.
So any ochlin which you eat in another place has a din of Pesach. And you're not allowed to eat it in Shnei Mekomos. So they dragged in the Ochlin as an extension of Pesach. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what he's saying, am I right?
Right, even though mm-hmm. Hallel, there's no...
But they didn't drag in Hallel, he's saying.
Right. Which you could say.
Yeah.
Because on the carbon.
Yeah, because
right?
You might say, you can't have the Shame Shech.
It's all that Chilo.
You might say they might have made the Xera. That you can't have a shame that you're part of Tuchaburus. Because then you'll make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't go that far. They only were kuppet on Achila.
Right.
Okay, Achila, that's not Pesach.
And that's Xera Durabanim?
That's Xera Durabanim.
But can you say maybe the halos, because like the carbon Pesach is ton halal achilaso?
Yes.
So it's like a chelik of the
S. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Avalechot Vamachem Mkoman, Arisha, and Shari Rav. So the Rav holds in that same makam, you can have dessert, you can have other things, but you can't eat with a different chabura. The hainu,
so you see that the halacha of halal is b'chabura.
Because he's going to have chabura to do it?
Because the shevach, it's the shevach of a group. Right?
So you get three people, you should get at least two other people to do it with?
Well, that's it, that's what it is.
Okay. Behind it, the polygaleha Shmuel, Reb Yochanan, the Amri, Kol Davar, Aser Lechol, Afilu de Chaburaso Rishona.
Now what?
That's Aser to have any food at all, even in the same Chabura, after you finish eating Karm Pesach. Even that same place, the same Chabura. That's how they're learning Afikoman.
Oh, so the first one's learning Afikoma means the other food they eat in the other chabura.
Right.
That's why not letting them.
Right.
But in the same chabura, you can eat anything you want.
Right.
But Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan argue. What do they say?
They hold even that very chabura, you can't eat anything after the Pesach.
It's a different concept.
Right.
That you can't eat after the Korban Pesach. V'leke lefrushi.
V'leke lefrushi shlo ya'akru mechabur lechabura. De la'achar sha'ochlu k'tzas min ha'pesach lo yochlu mimenu bechabur acheretz. So you can't learn it that, I guess he's referring back to Rav now.
Right.
That means you can't, don't learn that, it means you can't eat the Karm Pesach itself in a separate chabura. Meaning it's going according to Reb Shimon. It's sort of Pesach v'shim, No, it just means stam, the halacha of Karm Pesach, like Rabbi Yehuda, but the halacha can't eat the Pesach in two mekomos, the deraisa halacha.
Right.
Why can't you learn that? Because the hostam alam tana bekeitz etzolin, kesha hashamish omid limzor kovidus pivad shemid yeitz a chaburasa, the trace stam in lama. So why would you need to re-ready another halacha from the other Mishnah in Pevav? Why do you need it to repeat the stam Mishnah, to just as redundant Mishnah, if it's teaching you the ikar halacha by Pesach? Rather than you're teaching the Derabanan by Shah Rukh Khan. Right?
So it says you can't interpret according to Shmuel and Yochanan.
I think he's saying according to Rav. I think he's saying you can't learn Rav is referring to the Karm Pesach itself.
Right.
Because then it's just redundant.
Right.
Rather must be teaching Xer Midrabanan of Shah Rukh Khan.
Right.
Okay.
So betray Stumi.
Right.
Well, Rav,
hachimashmalei afikomen. Afiku minaychu hotziu kleichem. Take out your kelim. Mikan v'neichu nechu makom acher. Get your stuff together and we're going to go eat somewhere else. That's afikomen.
Okay. So that's Rav. And Shmuel says,
right, even in this place, be gone, or Dilai leave a guzol abba. The Rav. The Shmuel have a regalechel bekinuch sudak mianu pitrios. The Rav regalechel achashidasa gozos veloshen afikomen hutsiu veviu mini mesika. So it means go take off the table, I guess, and bring dessert.
That sounds like wonderful dessert.
Yeah. Pigeons. Oh. Sweet pigeons, my man. Or Cornish hen, right? The Asa Shmuel, the name of the Lomi Baya Shalom.
They really are, huh?
Oh, man. It's unbelievable.
Why up the kosher locusts?
Can you imagine? It's unbelievable.
That's just dessert.
That's dessert.
Kutach, when you dip it in Kutach. Okay. The Asa Shmuel and Neymar, the Lomi Baya Shalom Yakim Chaburasa Lechabura Cheres. In Pashid, you can't go to another Chabura. I love the Chaburasa, also Lechol Klum, Achar Pesach, Shalom Yal Menu Tama Pesach. So you shouldn't remove, you shouldn't destroy, lose the, you shouldn't lose the Tama Pesach after meaning something else. Ulefisha Dina Li Acha Besof Ala Sova. Because the Alacha of Pesach is to begin at the end after you're satiated.
Hefty
session.
The
kol karbana. Well,
it's not while you're hungry.
Right.
So it shouldn't be eaten out of hunger. It should be eaten out of a desire for taste.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe
so that's why you satisfy your hunger first with the what?
With the chagiga.
Chagiga. Right. And then you enjoy. Then you eat the Pesach just for enjoyment.
Right. You see that there's halacha from that lo yovas time off. I mean, say you can do it out of desire, but then afterwards you can eat something else. In other words, that should be a prerequisite to the achila. But afterwards, if you want to eat something else, you should be able to eat something else.
Right. It doesn't exactly follow why you can't eat. I guess saying the lacha has to be last.
Yeah, you have to eat it out of desire. So after you eat it out of desire, you eat it, you enjoyed it, and now you eat something else.
You know, why can't you have like a dessert mint?
Lollipop.
It doesn't totally follow because just because you have like a little mint afterwards, does that mean that?
This is a vasa shmul nema.
The lo mi bayish al yakim chaburasa chaburacheres.
El afilu b'chaburasa asu lachol kum. Achar pesach shul yodim men atampe. He's just explaining the goes lost in the whole idea of dessert.
No, Mark's asking, what is ulefisha dino le achal b'sof al sova? He's trying to explain why you can't be.
Eat afterwards.
But you can't lose the Tom Pesach.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Just if you read a little further, he says.
I got it.
He's explaining why you can't be like Ava the Tom. Right, he's trying to explain why there's a lacha, you can't lose the taste.
Right. You have to eat it less.
Yeah, but eating it last, that's the prerequisite.
He's asking why, how does he prove from that?
Yeah, he doesn't exactly follow.
You can't eat anything afterwards.
It just means like you eat it after you're ready full. Fine, but now that you ate it, you were satiated, now you ate it.
It's a
so now you have a discernment. So what does that have to do with now? Wasn't also well, why not?
It's a precondition to your achila. There's no indication
that
it's
also. I know, I understand.
All right, what's the right thing? I think all he's saying is, why is it that in Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman that it means that all it means is that the tam of the korban should be in his mouth?
Right.
But now he wants to explain to you why that will be the case, because you eat it all asova, so it's going to be the last thing you eat. Because if there was no din of alasova, so then he would eat the Pesach first and the Chagiga last,
right.
And he wouldn't be able to have the halacha that the Tama Pesach should remain in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's just explaining you the what he calls the facts. In other words, he's just explaining to you why this din is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not explaining what's.
He's not saying that's the reason. He's just saying that why is the din possible that the Tama has to remain in his mouth, because he eats it last. Because Kedar Shamalachim says Nechal Alasova, so therefore he eats it last. So therefore the din can exist that the time of the Pesach should be in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he ate it first, he couldn't have that alacha.
Right.
That's all he's saying.
Does this show you anything about the nature of its eating, like it's one of time? Or
is... No, that's a separate... Time is a separate reason. But he's explained to you why it's always going to be possible to have a maftir nach HaPesach, because it's always eaten less. That's always explained. The logistics. He's explaining the logistics of it. That's what it's looking for. Okay, good. Oh, all right, good, good. So it's a different halacha altogether. It's a halacha of tam.
Okay, it's a pretty strange halacha, though.
What?
It's a pretty strange halacha there.
Why?
Where does it come from? Like, was it there? I
would say that we one time said that the hilchos at Pesach are a little bit different halachically than the ordinary halacha. Because the philosophy and the reasons are brought into the very halachic structure. If you don't explain it, many learn. If you don't explain it, Ramban learns. If you don't explain it, you're not making the mitzvah of matzah.
Right.
So you see that the tam hadavar in Pesach is a different halachic structure. It's closer to the tam hadavar. Tam hadavar is always brought in to the very structure of the halacha.
Okay.
That's how we learned that you should teach him every halacha ad ein maftir nach HaPesach hafikama. You should show him that the halachic structure on the night of Pesach is different than other halachic structures, which are simply halachic mechanical. But over here, the reason is a component of the halachic structure. So that's where he gets the din of tam, that the tam of Pesach has to remain in his mouth so that the it's like a din in the sipur of the Pesach, that the tam has to remain there.
Like a play on words?
No.
The focal concept of the Korban Pesach should be retained with it. Should be retained with it.
Should be retained.
Yeah, yeah.
You should retain the...
The concept
in other words, the concept of Pesach should be paramount in his mind through the fact
that the Tom is still there.
Mm-hmm. It's like a practical halacha. It's a sipur halacha, kind of. Okay? And
is
it's only by Pesach, what?
Is it Daraisa?
Apparently. I'm not sure. Apparently.
How does Rav... So Rav just doesn't hold by...
He doesn't hold by...
Delicious
star. Delicious. There's no. Okay. I mean, is it the Rabbanon? Maybe it's the Rabbanon.
Right, because where's the Exercise? Like, where do you have a...
You know, there's a customer.
Right.
Okay. Fine, I don't know. But whatever. But that's what he says. It's a lock in the Tam HaPesach. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Should we go skip the Abba one, or do we want
to... skip what? Abba. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, Gemara. Okay. Tanya Kavase Rabbi Yochanan. What's Pshan Rabbi Yochanan? Just, why is he telling us what he had for dessert? Why does he have to do that? What's he adding?
What does the Rashbam say? Afiku. He's explaining afikoma. The word afikoma. Because the other one, the word afikoma means to be okar memkoma.
Right.
So over here, afikoma means afiku mina mesika. The Lashon afikoman hotziu veviu mina mesika. He's just explaining, he's saying kigon, that he's explaining the word afikoman.
Right.
That the word afikoman here doesn't mean the same thing as it means according to Rav. According to Rav means afiku, to go out from one place to another.
Right. But here means dessert, bring in dessert.
Right.
No, I'm just asking, why does Gemara bring down this Rav?
It's giving an example of a dessert.
Isn't there a distinction between the types of dessert that Rabbi Yochanan that Shmuel would do be kinuach suda? That was the or delay li, Right, that was a he did knuach besuda as opposed to Rav who would have dessert for the sake of eating dessert, and Rabbi Yochanan would do the knuach suda. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're allowed to do kinuach. You're allowed to have like a breath mint. You can have a do kinuach suda type dessert, no. But not a real dessert.
According to
Rabbi Yochanan.
Rabbi Yochanan says you can't have any dessert.
Well, no, only the dessert type dessert, but not the kinuach suda. The Rosh Baum says he holds like Shmuel Ella Shai Rago Beilu be kinuach suda, except for the fact that he would do kinuach suda.
We were just asking a question. Is Rabbi Yochanan adding anything to Shmuel, or are you just agreeing with Shmuel and he just happened to have different things for dessert?
Why is the Gemara bringing different dessert?
Yeah, what did Rabbi Papa
add? The Gemara is just giving an example of the dessert.
But he's only like Shmuel and just giving whatever examples. But the point is just to make Ravin to add two sheep against Rav?
According to Rosh Baum, as he's explaining to the word afikoma, it really means dessert. And that the word afikoma means bring out sweet things. So he's just giving an example of dessert.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay, good.
Okay. Tani kavas Rabbi Yochanan, imas tianach haPesach, kigon tmorim, klayos vegosim. Okay. So it's, I guess it's a proof that Rabbi Yochanan sheet of dessert. That's why I bother to understand this Gemara. Is there machlusin Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? So it's tani kavas Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, not against Shmuel.
Right.
Whatever, it's time to go to Shmuel also.
Yeah.
Okay. Amar reviewed Amar Shmuel. Eim aftir an achamatz afikom. Okay. Mashbam. Eim aftir an achamatz afikom. Shitzarech lechol matzah bigmar sudaso. Zecher lematzah hanechosin at Pesach bekricha. Vizuhi matzah betzuash an ochlem achron l'shem chova. Ve'al karchini on a mevarchem al chiyos matzah b'shona. Alpha Pish Eno Hashem Chova, Kedamar Chisel El Gavi Mar Dil Achar Shemir Kriyisu Menu He Chozin Avarich Alav Hilkach Mavarich Atarvayu Bereisha VeHadar Achar Matza Bachrona VeAchar Osa Matza Ein Iftar Mimenu Bachilas Davar Achar Shlo Lishkach Taima The Matza Bisman Ezeh Ma'iri Delaka Pesach Bahadat Ibis Mandika Pesach Abehevitanani Of Tirachar Pesach Avikomen. So basically, this halacha is manazah that when you have the matzah b'achrona, which is really the matzah that you do a shem mitzvah, and it's a zecher to the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach on matzah b'mechlahu, so that matzah now is basically a din of like the Pesach that you can't lose its taste by eating something else after.
They wanted to have the din of the afikoma. So they wanted to have a zecher to the din of Pesach.
Right.
So they used the matzah that was nechelas imo as a substitute for what?
For the Karm Pesach.
For the Karm Pesach. And that's what's man is there, right?
Right.
But the hard thing here is how you make the bracha.
How you make the bracha earlier?
I mean, he holds... Well, you're going to get stuck two ways. If you learn like him, so he learns that the afikoman is really, what we call afikoman, is really the where you yotze.
Right.
But then the problem is you made the bracha before.
Right, beginning of the meal.
What, in the beginning of the meal?
Right.
Yeah. That's a big, how can that bracha in the beginning of the meal go on later?
Right.
If you make the bracha on before... So the matzah shel mitzvah really is before.
Right.
So what is the afikoman? Just on matzah?
Right. What would be so bad about saying that?
It's not smooth. I mean, you're saying that what makes it into an afikoman? It's just matzah.
How do they do it during the time?
In other words, if it's matzah shel mitzvah, so
how
it's
they make the bracha during the time of the mikdash?
What do you?
Did they make a motzi aliyin? Well, there was no achilas matzah at the beginning.
That's right. There was achilas matzah in the beginning.
No, there was hamotzi at the beginning, and there was no achilas matzah at the beginning.
They had to be in the suit.
Oh, you mean because they ate it together with the...
So what the matzah did they eat?
You mean they ate it together with the Korban Pesach.
But they had matzah beginning of the meal also, I think.
Right.
Doesn't Tosis take it out? He says, you should matzah shir or something.
Oh, you're right.
And he says,
Yeah, the shanios.
Yeah.
It tastes like so. But the big problem here is, how could you make the bracha? There's two problems. The big problem is, how can you make the bracha?
So they say it's like Gemara when you have it in the beginning, that the once you eat it, you have to make the bracha. Would be
that if you only have Mara,
right?
So you use it for Karpas.
Karpas, right. And you make the bracha of Mara.
Make the bracha on Karpas, and that bracha goes on the Mara that comes later in the Suda.
Right.
So the question is, how does that work?
Right. Doesn't really.
Just answering, it's like the Rambam says,
the Mara. You're answering one absurdity with another absurdity. How do you explain that one?
Rashba just answered the question on the Gemara, not on him.
Right, okay. All right. But think about it. Right. It's Tysus. We'll take it up in Tysus, though. Okay, all right, we'll
start. You want to do that Rav Chisda's tomorrow, maybe?
Which one, Tysus?
No, the Rav Chisda of the Mara, how you make the bracha earlier in the Mara.
It's up to you. Whatever you want. Maybe you want to do that tomorrow.
I guess we should take that.
So then we have to take places then.
It's much as over there.
I know, I'm Kufchot Amaral.
The top one, Bahrona? Okay. You want to do that?
Okay, so tomorrow.